Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Wayne Madsen, who worked for the National Security Agency. He reports on intelligence agencies as a reporter for major publications in Washington, D.C. He's gone on international television, Russia Today and others, and said that it is the scientific evidence he has is it is an engineered bioweapon. That's what our medical sources are saying as well. He's joining us in T-minus 2 hours. Lindsey Williams in the next hour. Any minute now, we're already connected. I'm going to be going on international press TV all over the world, which is basically Iranian television. It's the similar to what the Saudis have with Al Jazeera, and see my millions of people. So we're going to be simulcasting with them as they ask my take on what's happening with the so-called swine flu, this genetically engineered two bird viruses, pig virus and human virus, all spliced together with the genetic markers that it's been engineered. That is coming up. So they'll be popping in a moment, getting ready for the interview, and I'll turn things over to them as we multitask here and do this. In fact, go ahead and put me through audio-wise to the folks at Press TV. Press TV, are you there? I'm ready. When does the interview start? In the next 4 minutes?
Yes. Mr. Jones?
Yes, how are you doing?
This is Tanya talking with you. Thank you very much. And finally, I could get hold of you. You were so hard to get to be in our show. It was really great, and we are so willing to have you with us. You know, we are going to start at about, in 4 minutes, and just we have got the news brief, and after the news brief, you're going to start. And I have got Dr. Mike Skinner, the senior lecturer in virology, Imperial College London, and you.
Okay, thank you so much. I look forward to going on the show with them.
Thank you. And something, yes, Mr. Jones, can you hear the studio right now? I passed you to the studio. If you could hear, please let me know.
Yes, I heard it for a moment. Go ahead and test it again.
Okay, I will do it for 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
Even though shadowed with a spark of controversy, the meetings between Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso and his counterpart went
just for 15 seconds.
Was it right? Excellent. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. The producer, Kusha, is going to talk with you. Hold a moment, please. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. This is Kusha. How are you?
Hey, good sir. Just to let you know, we're going, out over the internet right now, so we're live here. I had to multitask here, so I'm just letting you know that I'm going to throw it to you guys, and we'll just be interviewed by you here. Okay.
Okay, great. So just give us a little bit of time. Just a few minutes. We're going to get to you. So you're making a show out of our show, and we're making a show out of your show. Great.
Yeah. Well, we've asked in the past, and they said it was fine when I couldn't come down. I couldn't break away to go to the TV studio, but in the future, if I get more of a warning, I can do it, so I can get a guest host.
Absolutely. So the other guest, he's a professor at the Imperial College in London, and he's strictly a scientist. So just keep that in mind.
No, fantastic. I'll try to be try to not beat him up too bad. Hey guys, will you Google this guy's name? Give me his bio. Sir,
Mike Skinner.
Dr. Mike Skinner, and he's the University of
Imperial College in London.
Imperial College. But there is no British Empire. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming on. I apologize I couldn't come down to the satellite studio, but I am here, and I'm just going to throw it to your feed, and I will be here interviewed by you, and thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, right on. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. They're going to send us their feed here in just a moment, and we'll get rolling.
Complications with each national visit. Sometimes it will greatly improve bilateral relations if it's successful, but other times, because some Japanese still feel hostility towards China and vice versa, they'll act out against efforts to improve the relationship around that visit.
Despite the minor ripples,
hey guys, Google me the Indonesian president saying it's a bioweapon. I can't find it in my stack.
Discussions not only covered economic and regional security issues, but also the rapidly...
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It should be taken to confront the epidemic. So Four Corners asks, if the threat is as serious as it is portrayed in the media, what are the socioeconomic costs involved? And whether the global media are doing justice to the issue by inducing a controlled panic.
Talk show host coming from InfoWars.com.
It's good to have you both, gentlemen. Now, let me come to you first, Dr. Skinner in London. Now, tell me about the severity, the magnitude of this medical problem. How deadly is this virus, and how real was the threat?
We don't yet know how deadly it is. We really have so relatively few cases outside of Mexico at the moment, which have been documented and well documented, whereas the situation in Mexico is unclear simply because it's being the point of outbreak, of course. It's likely that many cases occurred and were maybe relatively mild before we realized that we were dealing with a potential pandemic situation. So because of that, it's not clear how severe this disease is going to be in terms of its mortality. Its ability to spread seems fairly self-evident, although even there we need to know more information, and that will become apparent in coming days and weeks as we see how much it spreads in to countries where it has been introduced.
But Dr. Skinner, I'm obviously not a medical expert nor a scientist, but then what happened in a matter of a few days that the WHO raised the alert status bar a couple of degrees higher from level or phase 2 to phase 5? There must be some clear and evident reason for that?
There are clear criteria for each of the stages. What one you have to remember is that here when we talk about pandemic, the main definition is its ability to spread. It's not definitely tied in with the disease that it causes. And in this case, it was shown to move up to a 5, which occurred last night, required evidence of sustained transmission in 2 countries in 1 region, and Mexico and U.S., the situation there qualified to raise it up to a 5.
And Alex Jones, now tell me about the media dimensions to this issue. Now, have, in your sense, the issue, the threat, been blown out of proportion, exaggerated in some sort?
Well, we're not sure at this time, and I agree with much of what the doctor just said. I've interviewed 6 different doctors, several virologists, myself, since last Friday when we began covering this in earnest. And here's what we know. 35,000 Americans die on average a year, as many Mexicans die of just the normal seasonal flus that come from the east. And then we have the flu season that just ended a month ago. So it's very rare to have a new flu this time of year coming out of the Western Hemisphere. Then we even have the fact that it's multiple bird RNA, human RNA, pig RNA. They're saying some other RNA in there. A lot of bioweapons experts and others are in the international media saying this looks like a designer virus. Wayne Madsen, who worked with the National Security Agency, been in the press interviewing members of who have degrees in virology, doctorates, saying it looks like it's engineered. So later I would like to ask the doctor that. But let me get this out to people. I'm in Texas, and just south of me is where they had the first Texas outbreaks, and I know high-level school administrators known to me personally who yesterday gave me secret documents reporting that they're really at a level 6. Now, they told me a day and a half ago we were really at level 5 before they announced it. Level 6 is complete and total martial law. So I hope this isn't a deadly virus. I hope it doesn't have 40 to 50% infection rate of people that come in contact with it. In fact, they have the terms here in the document. The clinical attack rate is 40 to 50%. They're saying people are really on ventilators all over Texas, and that it's far worse. So Biden's saying don't get on planes, don't get on subways. The vice president is basically saying what this secret document is saying that's now up on prisonplanet.com. So the government in its actions is, and the Mexican government has shut down the government. They're acting like it's the end of the world, but they did that with SARS. They did that with other things. So this may just be hype to sell vaccines and Tamiflu. Go ahead.
All right, now back to you in London, Dr. Skinner. Now, the other guest was purporting that there is an engineered crisis
in the offing that this virus just might happen to be a syncretic and a synthetically made virus and the outbreak as well. Now, do you have any scientific argument to rebut that or debunk that?
I don't think it needs particularly a scientific argument. It's well known that flu changes, mutates from year to year, from season to season. You can begin to track down, even at this stage, with relatively, having had relatively little time to study the virus, the sequence of events, which has probably taken place over almost a decade to get to the stage that we're at now. And one has to say, and let's face it, the same argument was made many years ago about the origins of HIV, that it was a genetically engineered virus. And in both cases, you have to say that given that we don't really understand the pathogenicity of this present virus, how pathogenic it will be, what might contribute to its particular nature,
I beg to differ, Dr. Skinner, and this is still keeping with you. Now, is it not true that in the past, 30-odd years ago, there was this hopes of the flu scare in the States? I suppose it was in 1976, and this, in all intellectual rigor, brings in the question that some people put to you guys as scientists, that how trustable are these procedures?
Yeah, I'd like to comment.
Logically speaking, in terms of identifying, determining an epidemic.
Well I would like...
Sorry. Yeah, the scientific procedures that you are familiar with, I mean...
Well, I mean, we know governments have engineered viral weapons. We know about...
This is Dr. Skinner?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir, doctor.
I'm sorry, can you place your question?
The question was, in the past, in 1976, the American authorities clearly bungled up a crisis of sorts in terms of saying to the people that there is a pandemic of flu, and then it turned out to be mistaken. Now,
it was a hoax.
Idea scientifically that it won't be the case this time round.
We would be pleased if it were. What happened, I think, remember, and it was many years ago, even in my scientific career, was that in 76, that they discovered, again, a swine flu in the U.S., and that seemed to be causing problems. It came out of an army camp, and I don't think there was any
issue.
Yeah,
it always does. I'd like to comment on this.
It was an army camp.
Let me hold you there, Doc. I'm going to get back to you in just a bit. Alex Jones, you had something to say. Go ahead. Jump in.
Yes. We're up on the swine flu epidemic. We have the government fear-mongering ads they ran on TV posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They said it was going to kill millions. They said they had to vaccinate the entire American people. Gerald Ford did. And then the vaccine started killing so many people, giving them autoimmune disease and killing them. They had to stop it. Just like bird flu trials they just had this year and last year in Europe had to get suspended because it killed so many people. London Telegraph, BBC, French news agency have all reported that. We had black men given syphilis and allowed to die over it over 45 years in Alabama. We had 4,000 plus U.S. foster children taken from their parents and radiated to death in secret test. The first 1918 broke out at a U.S. military base as part of a vaccination program. I have that from the Boston Globe, Sisera 1918. I have all of these documents. The last swine flu in 1918, I meant to say, and then the last swine flu in 1976 broke out there at a military base. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. I'm saying we have to look at the companies.
Stop you there for a second. I'd like you to elaborate for viewership the evidences, the proof that you have so gathered to back up your argument.
Let me be clear. I'm not saying this is a government attack. I'm not saying that we know that right now. It could be a mutated flu, like he just said, but it's the fact that it came out of nowhere and they weren't tracking anything similar to it. As he said, it would take years for it to mutate like this. This just came screaming out of nowhere. The only place we see something similar to this is in the hundreds of big biotech labs where they're basically cloning.
Let me back back to you in a little while. A doctor again to you. Now,
it's the vaccine labs. It's where it probably came from.
To help me out with the political and socioeconomic dimensions to this crisis. How big is that?
I can't say that's in my my area of expertise. You're seeing, I think, quite a generally a reasonable approach around the world from that have been caused to clamp down completely on air travel, and I think the response has generally been responsible. We've recognised that that would be counterproductive, and I think most countries are taking quite a rational approach to try and control the focal introductions of the virus into their countries to try and stop it spreading to building into a large epidemic. At the moment, we have the benefit of the time of the year, at least in the northern hemisphere, where it's not the time of year we would expect seasonal flu to normally to spread well, and we can hope that with careful control of the introductions that in the northern hemisphere we'll be able to probably stop the spread of the virus to a large extent.
Dr. Skinner, how long before we actually get there, do you think? Your prediction is that we can contain it if not confront it?
Predictions, I don't think one can be into that kind of a game. We don't know enough about it. And a lot of what's going to happen is stochastic. It's down to chance.
Well, it's worldwide already. I mean, it's already spreading everywhere. I mean, if it's...
I think we have a good chance to limit it. It's not rushing out of control in some of the European countries into which it's been introduced. But it can go wrong, and we have to be on top of it. This is why people do need to know what's happening. I think a lot of the reporting has been pretty responsible. People need to know that there is this threat. If they have been to areas of where they might have been exposed to the virus, then they need to know that if they come up with appropriate symptoms, they need to alert the authorities.
Well, I mean, if this isn't a big...
Tell me about the ramifications, political ones, and specifically the impact that this crisis will have on global trade on the back of a slump in world economy.
Okay, our governments are not stupid. The Mexican government knows, quote, shutting down all its resorts, telling Americans and Europeans to leave, shutting down their government. You know, their actions say that they think this is really bad, but then they say everything's fine, everything's wonderful, we're just shutting our whole country down. You know, they normally have 20 plus thousand or more die of flu.
Stop there for a second for you guys to check sound and audio quality. Dr. Kinner, if I could move on with another dimension.
Okay, but I mean, this will destroy our economy. The government is destroying our economy. Can you hear me? Because you asked a question, and now you're choppy.
Dr. Jones.
Yes.
Okay, you are not on the air right now because there is another maybe phone line, or we can hear other sounds, maybe for another show, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's not us. There's also feedback from your line.
Okay. Maybe you have got a TV out there, yeah?
No, we're not sending any audio out or down. You guys have got a feedback loop. You're feeding me too much of your audio. So,
really?
So yes.
Okay, just I want to fix it. Back to the band together.
This is real radio, folks. Doesn't get any more real than this. Man, we're about to go back live on our main transmission here, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWars. .com and on the M&FM stations. Here we go.
Okay, if you have got the TV out there and if you somehow the sound is really off.
No, ma'am. We have nothing being fed. You have a phone line to your studios in England, correct? And we are not sending anything down. Your guys are sending too much audio into your board to myself. Yes,
so
you're hearing your feedback.
I turn it down, all right?
Okay, I'm ready to roll, or is the interview done?
Yeah, great.
...action will be for all of us. We don't yet know. What happens? We can expect people to die from the flu, and more people will be affected by
I'd like to ask you, how do you assess the response of the fighting?
All right. Again, I'm hooked up with Iranian television internationally. They've got the British scientist on there. And just to let the Iranian TV know, I am getting the British audio from that studio. I am not getting your presenter.
Mr. Jones, I'm awfully sorry. We are about to finish the show. You know,
no, I know. I understand.
So the lines were so bad, we somehow cut it off, but
I understand.
You were so great. Thank you very much. I wish to have you again on our show. Plus, the SNG will be very great.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, next time I'll come down and do it on a satellite feed. Okay, thank you. Take care. Talk to you soon. All right, let them go. Oh, man. Yeah, what was happening was they were either feeding something down the line there. You could hear that echo, that, you know, that was a feedback sound the whole time. And then the line was going down. I wonder why. Yeah, that goes into Africa, all over the Middle East, all over Central Asia. That is a big channel. I've been on there probably 12, 13 times. 14 times. No, it's quite a few. They wanted me down there in studio with them today, but I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to leave the radio audience. We are simulcasting now at prisonplanet.tv. And I believe that's the Iranians calling back. Anyways, interesting radio there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's that British scientist saying, oh, no, it's, you know, no big deal. This virus probably developed in the last 10 years. Yes, and they track the thousands of different viruses. That's what they do, and nothing ever looked anything like this. This is the kind of stuff they admit, though, they've been testing in labs and creating, splicing all these things together. And they fear-mongered with the swine flu in 76. That came out of a military base. They fear-mongered with the 1918 that did kill over 40 million people that came out of a military base in the U.S. It always does, inside job. And meanwhile, Mexico's shutting down all their trade, many of their cities, their whole government shutting down. And they say, oh, but it's no big deal. Seven people died. They're doing this for seven people? They say, oh, hundreds haven't died, like the U.S. media is saying. Only a few have. And then Joe Biden, everybody say, oh, it's no big deal. One kid died from Mexico in the U.S. No big deal, but don't fly on planes. Don't get on trains. Don't get on subways. So it's these mixed signals. They fear-monger and then say everything's okay. Everything's all right. And then I just read to you the bombshell documents. And maybe none of my audio was even getting good to him because he kept interrupting me when I would just start talking for a few seconds. We'll see, though, on the Press TV video later. Somebody needs to grab that and throw it up on YouTube. But what a three-ring circus. We'll get that going again. Okay, I've got a bunch of guests coming up. And I do have some time in this hour before Lindsey Williams joins us, and we're talking about flu, the economy. What is this going to do to the economy? And he was asking me, what is this going to do to the economy? The Iranian presenter was saying, what is this going to do to the economy? Well, I mean, gee, the peso's fallen massively in the last couple of days in Mexico. The Chinese and other governments are openly dumping dollars and buying real assets and then buying commodities like gold, silver, copper, and other raw material. If they say don't get on planes and don't get on trains and freeze all of your basic commuting, we're in a confined space, and they're shutting down schools all over the United States and all the schools in Mexico. Gee, what is that going to do to tourism? What is that going to do? Everything they're doing is to destroy the economy, as I've been saying for years, and that's to consolidate it. They want to butcher this sucker out, so then you're dependent on them. They are using this as a crisis. Now, it's bad enough what it's doing to the economy. It's bad enough what it's doing to our name around the world. It's bad enough the vaccines people are going to take that are going to mess them up big time. They'll just sweep that under the rug like the swine flu deaths in 76. But if this sucker's real, if what we're confirming with doctors and others, you know, I mean, by confirming, we're getting this from sources in Mexico, the U.S., everywhere. I have internal documents now up on prisonplanet.com and the story Paul Watson wrote. Texas doctor claims swine flu case is far worse than reported. Country now at level 6. And we'll recap this when we get back and take some phone calls, 1-800-259-9231 for your reports on your area, specifically Mexico or Texas or California, places hard to sit by this, military checkpoints, things like that. Only one eyewitness reports, 1-800-259-9231. If you're stoned and all, you know, high, call them, hey, man, I don't want that. This is serious business. This is big boy pants time. We'll be right back. Put big boy pants on. Stop smoking the pot.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
To remember that the feds have run around before with swine flu in 76, with the SARS a few years ago, with bird flu, saying it'll kill half the people, it'll kill 90%, it's all over. But they'll usually just shut down a few hospitals and fearmonger. This is military running around police state checkpoints, saying we're under UN control in mainstream news articles. The vice president coming out and saying, don't fly, don't move. And Mexico's totally shut down. See, they'll hyperventilate and scare people, but never really shut anything down. Maybe one hospital room or something and go around hyperventilating and saying, don't worry, we've got shots and, you know, we've got medicine for you. By the way, coming up next is, you know, half the sponsor ads of the group they're pushing during the news. And there's just hundreds of billions of dollars in this fear-mongering every time they do it. So that's a motive, and reportedly not many people have died. Regular flu kills a lot more than this. What is the issue? But why this incredible, overblown response? And then I have this document out of Texas from 36 hours ago, and then and this thing came through then. We just hadn't seen it until then. And it's talking about we're not at a level 5, we're at a level 6. And, you know, saying they're going to go to a level 5. And this was before they even said we were at a level 5. They're saying we're not a level 5, we're at a level 6. And then we went to level 5 yesterday. And then Biden's out saying, well, go ahead and play the clip. Here he is. You got
I
that,
would
Joe?
Tell members of my family, and I have. I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway. So from my perspective, what it relates to is mitigation. If you're out in the middle of a field and someone sneezes, that's one thing. If you're in a closed aircraft or closed right. container or closed car, closed classroom, it's a different thing.
So there you have Joe Biden, or Biden, as Paul Watson likes to call him, Mr. Beady Eyes. Now, listen, if this turns out, this is the perfect hoax for them, because if it doesn't turn out to be as deadly as they're hyping, they just say, well, we were trying to keep you safe. And then they'll give you the vaccine. People will drop dead from that. Always happens in the past. It's like the imaginary cervical cancer that only kills 3,000 people a year. Sounds like a lot, but that's tiny. I mean, it's way down the list of cancers. And it's usually people that are run down, have HIV, that get this opportunistic cancer virus that it infects them. And then they tell girls they need to take it, boys need to take it, and they take it and they drop dead or they have autoimmune responses. I mean, this is bad stuff, folks. And they're setting the precedent for this. I want to go over some of this really big UN news, okay? This is out of the British news, out of tgdaily.com. And it says, pandemic scares fail to match up to reality. And then it goes on from there, and it says, a draft report of the federal government's emergency plan predicts that as many as 200 million Americans could be infected and 200 million could die within a few months if the bird flu came to the United States, he said. And it says, once again, things weren't so bad at the end. After all, in 2006, when the outbreak appeared to have died down, the number of cases reported by the World Health Organization had reached 228, of whom 130 died. I left my phone in here, and it's ringing up against the wall. Will you get it for me right there? Thank you. It's a three-ring circus in here. So that's the type of fear-mongering they did in the past. We need to expose a big article about how they fear-mongered in the past over and over again. You want to give that to Watson and Kurt Nemo with those. In fact, cue up that. We've got a bunch of these. Cue up that 1977 when they were still hyping the swine flu with the vaccine killing people. That fear-mongering video, do you have that? I want to play that fear-mongering video in a minute. Thank you. Now, Jason Burmes read this last night. This is the United Nations directive to the governments. And we have the Reuters article where Mr. Moon, the head of the UN, Secretary General, is saying that they're now controlling and running the operation, telling the United States and Homeland Security what to do. Supreme Court comes out in the USA Today and says they follow the orders of the Hague in the Netherlands. That's now their Supreme Court. Not too supreme then, are you? It says, ensure that mechanisms exist for information sharing between national authorities, WHO, and United Nations agencies, coordinate with their use existing mechanisms set up with implementation of the international health regulators. 1.5, legal ethical issues, compulsory vaccination, or implementation of emergency shifts of essential services, travel or movement restrictions, leaving and entering areas where infections established, closure of educational institutions, prohibition of mass gatherings, isolation of quarantine and infected persons or persons suspected of being infected, or persons from areas where pandemic strains of influenza are established. That's now section 1.5.2, ethical issues. They are part of the non-normative framework that is needed to assess the cultural acceptability of measures such as quarantine or selected vaccination of predefined risk groups. And it gets into compulsory inoculation. Questions to be addressed. What type of surveillance is considered to be needed and feasible in the country concerned? Who should be responsible for data collection and analysis? Who should use the information for policy development? How will national surveillance systems coordinate with regional supranational systems with the World Health Organization? I'm trying to find the... I read this last night on air. We've got a compulsory vaccination segment in here. Command and control, to have uniform policy that is endorsed by all officials. It's essential to know who is in charge of different activities with communicable disease control and how that might change if limited outbreak becomes a major emergency. Who is making decisions for the influence of the pandemic? The Prime Minister, the President, the Ministry of Health, the departments. A command and control structure should be in place outlining the management decision-making process of all organizations involved in the health emergency, including. And now they've announced it's the UN in control of this. You can go read all about that from the UN. Here's WorldNet Daily by Jerome Corsi back in August 28, 2007, headline, U.S. under U.N. law and health emergency. Bush's SPP power grab set stage for military to manage flu threats. Remember, they sued and got the documents, and it said the U.N. would run it. Well, now they've done that, and they just announce it like it's no big deal in Reuters and AP. It's in my stack here from 2 days ago. World Trade Organization. It says the Secretary, the Security and Prosperity Partnership and North American Summit in Canada released a plan to establish UN law along with regulations for the World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, supreme over U.S. law during a pandemic that sets the state for militarizing the management of continental health emergencies. The North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza was finalized at the SPP summit last week in Montebello, Quebec. At the time, the U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, has created a webpage dedicated to the avian flu, has been running exercises in preparation for the possible use of U.S. military forces in a continental domestic emergency involving avian flu and pandemic influenza. With virtually no media attention, in 2005, President Bush shifted U.S. policy on avian flu and pandemic influenza, placing the country under international guidelines not specifically determined domestic agencies. The policy shift was formalized September 14, 2005, when President Bush announced a new international partnership with the avian and pandemic influenza to a high-level meeting of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. That links to all that at the U.N. And it goes on to say that they'll use foreign assets. That's in the U.N.'s own document I was just covering. Take over food and agriculture in the United States, roads, executive orders for forced labor. It's just Homeland Security reporting to the United Nations. NORTHCOM participated in nationwide Joint Chiefs Staff exercise with the UN, involved a scenario with the plague originating in Mexico. Guys, pull this article up and print me that document. If you go to the article on page 2, it says the pandemic influenza crisis is one of the four scenarios gained in exercise Arden Century 06, where they practiced really doing the real thing, involving a scenario of plague in Mexico reaching across the border into Arizona and New Mexico. So go to this article. In fact, let's on-screen that if you can. Let's put up UN under U.S. under U.N. law and health emergency. And then let's go here to paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Where was that? No, it's further in. No, it's like paragraph 30 or something. It's on the third page. Just control F, Mexico, and we'll bring it up for you. This is absolutely amazing. They previously reported NORTHCOM has been established with a command center and Crescent Air Force Base tasked with using the U.S. military in continental domestic emergency situations. They signed a deal last year to use Canadian and Mexican troops inside the U.S. I would add, we need to pull that up. They suddenly announced troops to patrol the streets of Canada 2 months ago to, quote, stop rowdiness. Same thing here in the U.S. has been happening. I mean, this has all been set up. Now, is this another big beta test where they gear up more and more and acclimate each time? I don't know. But when they start coming out and saying, don't travel, don't get on buses, trains, airplanes, subways, you know, when they start coming out and we get internal documents from the state saying, we're really at level 6, people are on ventilators, this is killing as many people as it is Mexicans, this infects, if you come in contact with it, you get 40 to 50% of the people get it, normally 10% to 15%, you know, saying, oh, we've never seen this in our lifetimes, oh my God, the feds tell us it's the end of the world. Man, I'm really sick of the New World Order, aren't you? Here's another one, press release put out by Adventist, the big vaccine maker. Health infrastructure is eager to support Mexico's exemplary commitment to public health through influenza immunization and pandemic readiness. And it says a local approach to global health. Got the CNN attacking us, saying we're a conspiracy theorist website pointing towards government involvement. Let's play Wayne Madsen. That's coming up in an hour and 15 minutes. Let's play that Russia Today clip. You guys have that, right? Let's, yeah. We're going to roll the video on our side so PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can see this as well. Here's Wayne Madsen with the formerly with the NSA, reporting from Washington.
An investigative journalist from Washington, Wayne Madsen, says the outbreak of the virus is raising suspicion.
I spoke to two journalists, one from Mexico City and the other one from Jakarta, Indonesia. And, of course, Indonesia had a problem not long ago with bird flu. Both these journalists have been in touch with UN and World Health Organization officials, including a scientist who's dealt with Ebola virus and HIV/AIDS in Africa. And it's their conclusion, these scientists who they've spoken to, that this is a very unusual form of flu because it looks like it is a product of some gene splicing. The flu contains elements of bird flu, two forms of human flu, and various forms of swine flu. To them, it doesn't look like this is naturally occurring. The other thing is the target for this flu, as opposed to other flus, it's not the very young and the very old. It's people between the ages of 20 and 45. And the other thing is people are not contracting this from pigs. The National Pork Council here in America says pigs are not being affected. This is human-to-human contact, so people who either eat pork or are exposed to pigs are not getting this flu. Very unusual, of course, the scientists are very alarmed by the way it's being spread and the speed at which it's being spread.
He was absolutely on target there. I mean, this thing is spreading quickly, according to internal documents we have. It has nothing to do with pigs. It's got some pig genetics in it. It's got double that in bird. It's two-fourths bird, one-fourth pig, one-fourth human. And Horowitz is saying, and I've never seen him be wrong yet, hope he's wrong, it's got some kind of insect thing hanging off the end of it so it can spread even better, so it can latch onto things with its RNA and get into their DNA in the animals. You know, I don't know. This is just getting more and more out of control. And then I've got this document. And by the way, is this up in the article now on PrisonPlanet.com? I mean, I want to post the document itself. Ask the guys if it's now posted, if they're able to get that scanned in and get it up on InfoWars.com. In fact, let's just call Rob Dew in here. Because I want to get this document up, just like MIAC and everything else. People are living in denial. This is from a doctor where it broke out in South Central Texas, in New Braunfels. And he's in here, and he was at the meeting with the feds. And they're saying the clinical attack rate may be 40 to 50%. When it's normally only 10 to 15%, this is, has Watson gotten this up yet? They're having slight database issues on Prison Planet now?
Working on it right now to try to get it up.
So Prison Planet's basically crippled now, too.
I could still get on the site, but it's...
Well, let's go around that problem.
Okay.
Let's go immediately to truthnews.us. I mean, it isn't a vacation for the web guys because the sites are down.
Right.
I need them to immediately go to the auxiliaries. That's what we have JonesReport.com for.
Okay.
It's what we have truthnews.com. I mean, this is serious crap going on. Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate your hard work. Yeah, get them that. You get a clone of Watson's article with the point that they're saying it's level 6, and let's get it up. Let's do it. Come on. You know, we run into a problem 2 hours ago. Let's go around it. Let's think about ways to go around it. Got a great crew. This crap needs to go up right now. This is major news right here. Truthnews.us, JonesReport.com aren't being hacked. Go to those. We got to get ready to launch a news site if they take those down. In fact, we're going to initiate that right now. Do whatever we have to get the information out. I'm not mad at my crew. I'm just really getting irritated here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take calls. But Tim, go ahead. You're on the air from Ohio. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'm not going to review all of the great info that's already been discussed as far about origins and composition and where it's going, but a couple of things that haven't been introduced into the conversation. Number one, we still have our guns. Number two, you said... That you first reported this last Friday, didn't you? That's when it
We've been talking first. About it since last week, and Quayle said on Monday this was going to be it, and he had the intel they were going to do something in the next couple of weeks, and God, I wish he was wrong. And
Thursday, April 23rd, was the beginning of the big May ratings sweeps period for all the TV news stations. And I think it's just
and they're making money off the flu medicine and the vaccines.
Total
and it's a distraction for the government. They always do this crap concerted, just like 9/11. I mean, Sean Hannity started his show right before 9/11. I mean, it's ridiculous, his radio show.
Watch for attack.
Not part of it. I'm not saying he's part of it. It's just they know when to launch, just like they knew the put options,
right.
betting against American and United at record rates.
Watch for the attack on the food supplies, too, just like they had the mad cow. I think they said already over in Egypt they're going to slaughter hundreds of thousands of pigs.
Ridiculous. Has nothing
yeah,
to do with
pigs. Think, I think this is just a drill, though, just to see how we react to it.
How many times have I said they would do bigger and bigger beta tests?
Yep.
Hundreds dead, thousands dead, millions dead, and then they're just and after they train us all to lock down and do what we're told, oh, the government's our friend, and they're just going to hit you with a Zychronian 12 that just kills everybody.
And all you foreign troops that are bivouacked around our country, it's time to pack it up and go back to where you came from because you don't want to take us on.
Oh, they love it. They're not going to be happy until their whole family dies of Zychron XC Vor Fiber. I mean, you know, whatever made-up crap it is they release on us. They're not going to be happy till they're 6 feet under. They love being cowards. They love being slaves. They love sucking their thumbs and believing the media. They love losing everything they've got.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Threats here at the office. A bunch of stuff went on yesterday. They said we're going to shut you down, threatening phone calls, emails, faxes. And an hour later, the biggest denial of service attack the big internet company had ever seen, we'd ever seen. Not at our CDNs, but over those at ports. We'd move the ports. They'd try to find those. Every time they found them, we'd put some of the graphs up. They would slam right back in. But it's not just that. We've got CNN, everybody else, Wall Street Journal talking about us. So that's all hitting us. JonesReport.com is basically down. TruthNews.com is down. Infowars.com is up and down. PrisonPlanet.com, soldiers on. So PrisonPlanet.com is the site, and it's having problems. We may have to convert the ObamaDeception.net over. I've got ArnoldExposed.com. Those are on different servers. The problem is that I talk about them. I mean, the enemies are basically hitting them all, and then people are also traveling to the sites. So we will continue to try to keep things up and operate here. Then there's GCN Live and its servers and its audio streams. We're streaming out audio. That's all staying up on the CDNs. The guys don't like to attack our CDNs because those are thousands of servers. It's just we don't have the money to place our entire sites on CDNs. We place just certain media. It's already costing me $30,000 a month or more in bandwidth just for the CDNs. Yes, that's why. And look, I've done an hour and 56 minutes with no talk of any of the products. You know, most of the network stuff you hear, that's for the network, not for me. I need money. And so I hope you'll buy the books and the videos, which are great and informative at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. As the economy further shuts down, the feds want to be the last men standing. As they fearmonger and say, don't travel, don't do business, don't have a life, with one death in the U.S., this better not be real. But then if it isn't real, they've hyped it up. They're just such criminals. Any way you cut it, they're trying to death knell this nation. And the listenership is literally off the charts on AM and FM, shortwave internet. It's just the calls. It's off the charts here, but nobody's buying anything. So go to InfoWars.com. We can't get there. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go over to our Yahoo shopping cart. We try to spread things out on different platforms, folks, because we've been attacked so much in the past. Go there, buy some of the books and videos. That's how you support us. Get the Obama Deception, make copies, give it to people, get Truth Rising, get Terror Storm, get Endgame. Endgame's the most important with all this flu stuff going on right now. Get the DVDs. PrisonPlanet.tv's up. PrisonPlanet.tv's up, right? That's another. It's got so many sites, we got a few up. Check it for me. It's a member site, but it's got free news on the front page. That sucker's got some gigantic servers. But again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And, yeah, money comes in here. This is a big radio show, and it just goes shovels out the door. And that's why we're doing another money bomb we're going to launch Friday for coming up in a month, because we need capital. We need donations. You want to go to – do we have a donation button? Do we have a donation button on InfoWars.com? Let's pull one up on PrisonPlanet.tv and ObamaDeception.net. Let's put our PayPal up there. You want to donate and help us, and I'm watching our account go like this the last month. You'd think Obama Deception would fill up our coffers. It didn't, because I am shoveling like coal into a fire the fuel. Money comes in, and I'm just shoveling it. It's all hot. I'm wiping my brow. I got black dust all over my face, coal dust. Got the locomotive jammed in high gear going right at the New World Order. Lindsey Williams, your phone calls, and a lot more straight ahead. We're really under level 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.